TUSC election results. TUSC seats to 227 candidates in 222 wards in the English Council elections across 53 local authorities, plus 3 mayoral candidates. There were 16 Scottish TUSC candidates in 9 councils in Scotland, and 25 candidates across 5 authorities in Wales. The last time these seats in the English councils were contested was in 2018. The previous local elections in Scotland and Wales were in 2017. In both those years, with Jeremy Corbyn the leader of the Labour Party, TUSC was not contesting general elections, and only stood in council elections against right-wing Labour candidates who were openly acting in opposition to Jeremy as they carried out austerity policies in the council chamber. This time, with Tony Blair-style new Labour politics fully restored within the Labour Party, there was a potentially far wider field. The TUSC core policy platform for the May 2022 elections can be found at tusk.org.uk. Summary points from the results include: the total vote for all TUSC candidates on 5 May was 29,169. Comprised of 23,991 votes for the council candidates, and 5,178 votes for the 3 mayoral candidates. While the results were still modest, in all 3 of the directly elected mayoral polls it contested, TUSC increased both its absolute vote and percentage share compared to when it had previously stood. Leading the league table of all the TUSC results of 5% or more was the 18.3% polled in the Seven Kings ward in the London Borough of Redbridge, which secured a second place finish, followed by the 18.2% won in Knowsley Council's Northwood ward. In 40 wards the TUSC candidate polled over 5%, including in 8 of the 20 wards contested by TUSC in the northeast London Borough of Waltham Forest. In Waltham Forest, the TUSC candidates polled a combined total of 3,490 votes. The other councils where the TUSC candidates polled over 1,000 votes were Coventry, Cardiff, Ealing, Lewisham, Newham, Sheffield and Tower Hamlets. Once again TUSC played its role in providing a banner for trade unionists to take on the austerity politicians at the ballot box. Those standing as TUSC candidates included national executive members from Trade Unions Unison, the National Education Union and NAPO, section executive members from the PCS and Unison, and over 30 branch officers from the RMT, Unite, NU, PCS, Unison, GMB and CWU. TUSC also provided an inclusive space for the widest spectrum of socialists, from different socialist organizations or none, to stand under a common banner. This included over a dozen candidates who were previously Labour councillors or Labour Party council candidates from the time of Jeremy Corbyn's Labour leadership, who decided to carry on the fight for anti-austerity, socialist policies by standing, this time, under the TUSC umbrella. Overall, the scale and impact of the TUSC election challenge this May was modest compared to what could have been achieved, with the potential for thousands of anti-austerity fighters standing, if the unions had organized a national drive for candidates, or if Jeremy Corbyn himself had taken the initiative to organize an electoral challenge to New Labour. But it will have added to the pressure on them to do so for next year's council elections and the general election to come. A comprehensive report of TUSC's 2022 local election results will be published on tusk.org.uk.